I was 20, and then when we got married, and then I was 21 when I became a mom, and then my identity was always based on my role.
Military Wife Matters, Episode 8, Crossing the Cultural Divide, Part 3. Hello, I am Sakina Bunch, your relationship health and wellness coach. Welcome to Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real life issues concerning military wives across the nation. Military Wife Matters, Crossing the Cultural Divide, Part 3. Last episode, we talked with Sarah Urbano, wife of now veteran Jamie Urbano. She gave us a glimpse into their life together, working through and seeing life through the cultural differences that each faced during their various duty assignments in the Army. In this episode, she gives some very frank advice to military wives across all cultural divides. Join us for the culmination of this very candid interview with Sarah Urbano, Crossing the Cultural Divide.
You know, and he lived in Jersey City when he moved here. It's not like, you know, not that it's okay anywhere, but my bubble, and not Jamie's bubble, because he experienced New Jersey and he experienced the U.S. in a very different way than I did. But I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I can so relate. I know when we lived in New Jersey also, we lived in Brick and okay. We bought a house.
Oh, girl.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we'll just say it's a non-black area where we bought this house. And I remember we signed the papers. I put the key in the door. And the next day I see a for sale sign across the street, you know, at my neighbor's. And, you know, at first I'm trying to, you know, just be positive about it. Like, that's not the reason why they put the for sale sign up. My husband would always go out and say hello to everybody, you know, when he was on his walks, and they would not speak a word to him. You know, I would make cookies or whatever. They would take it, but wouldn't say anything. I mean, it was amazing. But I say all of that to say, I can understand, even, you know, being from this country, yeah. You know, and still experiencing that. And now I don't know if you're familiar with, I'm so sure you are familiar with this term, the talk. Are you familiar with that term, the talk?
Well, I am, but I don't know that it has the same meaning for us.
Okay. So that's what I was going to ask. I think for each culture,
yeah,
there is the talk,
okay,
but the talk just sounds different for each culture. So, for you, well, I know for me personally, when I have the talk, I have it with all of my children, mm-hmm, but especially with my sons. Mm-hmm. And when I have the talk with them, I share with them, even though you were born here, even though, you know, this is your country, there are things that apply to you, mm-hmm, and things that may not apply to you, mm-hmm, and ways that you may have to do things differently in order to achieve the same result. So do you ever feel like you need to have some type of the talk with your girls?
We've had some discussions about, and forgive me if I'm interpreting what you said differently than how you intended. So by all means, jump in and correct me.
Okay.
If that's the case. The children, we've spoken about being women in this country, mm-hmm, and the pay gap, mm-hmm, work with me here. And if I'm way off, that's just bring me back. But okay, how sometimes people have to work, you know, twice as hard for half the pay, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so there are talks that we've had regarding this, regarding being female, because there are so many predators about, mm-hmm, being minors, mm-hmm, because there, you know, there are pedophiles and human traffickers. So there are talks like that, mm-hmm, that we have. Mm-hmm. And some of those talks include, they're difficult to have because, again, I mentioned my children are light skinned. And so two of them are, they get bundled into the, you know, the white bread pile. And we have talks about how they feel inside about who they are, but how they're perceived, and certain ways that they need to conduct themselves and speak, especially when they're in the company of others and people who, whose culture, whose race has been oppressed, has been persecuted, or currently still is. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes the way we say things mm-hmm. can be taken in a way that maybe it wasn't intended, or sometimes we don't realize how we're saying what we're saying is insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So there are those types of talks, and I'm not sure if that's
that's
what you were speaking about, how what you have with with your sons and your daughter and so forth.
Yeah, that's definitely spot on. I don't know if you watch the TV show Blackish, but I appreciate this show because they touch on topics just like Military Wife Matters. You know, mm-hmm. we touch on topics that other podcasts may not want to touch mm-hmm. on, right? Okay. Well, with this one particular episode in Blackish, they were speaking of the talk and how the talk looks different in various cultures. So they okay. talked about the talk in the Jewish culture, in, you know, a poor culture, a rich culture, and, you know, not necessarily just racial, which is what I appreciated, because, you know, when I'm looking at it through my eyes, and all we really can do is look through our own eyes. We try to look through other people's eyes, but we never walked in their shoes.
Right.
To fully be able to look through their eyes. So we do the best that we can. But I looked at the talk through my eyes with my color skin, yeah. not realizing that, hey, there are other cultures that have this talk as well, and their mm-hmm. talk sounds different than, say, our talk. So yeah, you hit it spot on. Beautiful. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome. And I know we've just been chit-chatting it here, so I will respect your time. And I only have maybe two more questions for you.
keep rolling. I'm at your disposal.
Oh, this is a good one. So for those who are in cross-cultural relationships, speaking of the listeners now, right? Yes. What are some tips and advice that you would give them to have a healthy, happy relationship with their spouse?
Right. This is a wonderful question. So advice. You know, the funny thing is I'm the mistress of giving unsolicited advice. And now that I'm being asked to give advice, I'm a little tongue-tied.
Oh.
The first in my life. That's difficult to do. A, because, you know, of course we had mentioned I am currently separated. So part of me feels that listeners might say, well, why should I take her advice? Because she's not even, you know, happily or successfully married right now. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, that Jamie and I are very good friends, and we raise our daughters together. We go on family vacations when possible together. We go out to family meals, holidays. We're very much a family, except we live in two different households, and, you know, et cetera and so forth. So please know that my advice is strictly my opinion, and take it, leave it, whatever. One of the biggest, not mistakes, one of the poorest decisions I made in this relationship was, and it was connected to my youth, my lack of maturity. Jamie and I were very young when we got together. We really didn't develop ourselves, you know, and we were married and starting a family and all of that while we were still rather young. So, but that I based my identity off of Jamie. I don't know if I'm saying that really clearly.
Yeah.
How I viewed myself, how I valued myself was really had nothing to do with myself. Mm-hmm. It was all based on this other person. I was just completely immersed in being Jamie's wife, and, you know, and then, you know, being an army wife and being Jocelyn, Carmela, and Aubrey's mother. Mm-hmm. And I was never, I never really developed me.
Mm-hmm.
So this advice isn't really solely for cross-cultural couples and so forth. It's just really for any person, any couple, is really that a strong vision of your of oneself. I don't know if I'm really being clear about
that. That's perfect. In fact, you sound like another podcast episode that we're about to have, which you might be the guest on that one too.
I definitely don't want to hijack, but a person really needs Aristotle. We all know who Aristotle is. He once said that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, and so in certain senses, this rings true. Because Jamie and I offered each other love, passion, culture. But, we also brought our brokenness and our insecurities and our shortcomings. And just not knowing who I was, we weren't really adults when mm-hmm. we got together. We were really still kids. I was, I think I was 20 when we got married. I was 20. And then when we got married, and then I was 21 when I became a mom. And then my identity was always based on my role. And, mm-hmm. And I mentioned to you earlier that I really lacked a vision of myself as like part of a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is just because of just the horrible history of mm-hmm. people who look like me, people with light skin, what was done in this country, what was done to the Native people. No, I'm not a descendant of settlers or Puritans, but, and at one point my ancestors, Italian people, were not considered white. They had to go through their own traumas and struggles and oppression in this country. But I think that it was difficult for me to really develop this, foundation for myself. Everything was just kind of like really cracked, and I kept building on top of things that weren't steady. Mm-hmm. So you need to just get yourself right. If you're a hot mess, then at least be a strong hot mess. at least be good at it. Be consistent. Mm-hmm. No, but had I loved myself, had I felt like my opinion of myself was really the most important thing, and not getting wrapped up in what other people thought.
That was one of the things that really concerned me about marrying my husband. We were together 3 years before he entered the military.
Okay.
And he enlisted, and I decided that I was going to stay in Maryland, and he could gallivant around the world wherever he wanted to go. We'd be married, that's cool, but I wasn't following him wherever he went mm-hmm. because I was going to be that strong individual.
Right.
Well, lo and behold, I said, this is crazy. I'm sitting here working three jobs.
Wow.
So I decided to join the military myself. Mm-hmm. But I decided to join the military, not necessarily because I wanted to join the military, but because mm-hmm. I was so afraid of losing myself. Because I saw how that could easily happen. And even as I had gotten out of the military, I still saw how many spouses lived vicariously through their husbands or through their wives, and they did not have a life of their own. When we lived in Maryland, we lived on a cul-de-sac.
Okay.
And there were probably about six families on this cul-de-sac. Five of them, I think it was maybe seven, five of them were getting a divorce. Oh. And the only reason why the other one wasn't getting a divorce is because he was already divorced.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And at that moment, I realized that I had to have a life because the majority of them lived through their spouse.
Yes.
And that was just a huge deal breaker for many marriages.
Thank you for so briefly and concisely putting into words what I think I spent 10 minutes trying to say, Sakina. It's true. And I do have memories of military spouses doing that. Like, oh, you can call me Colonel so-and-so's wife.
Yeah.
Like, do you have a first name?
Right.
No?
Yes.
And it's true. Yeah. So
that's great advice. That's great advice. Even for just maintaining mental health. Yes. That's great advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Right. Because it's easy to just wake up one day and realize, wait, who am I?
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. That is a powerful,
yep.
Powerful thing there.
Yeah. Especially when they come up on retirement, you know, ooh. Okay, now he's retiring. Now who are you? You know what I mean? Yeah. So
when a huge part of your identity is based on you being a military spouse or your spouse being, you know, the service member and certain roles or, you know, there's just parts that go with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's important that we just maintain that we build those parts of ourselves that are separate from that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like mobile parts, you know, mm-hmm. that we can just take with us where we go. Like I'm, you know, I'll always be X, Y, and Z. I'll always be the photographer and I could take that with me. Although mm-hmm. it's very hard to build new clientele from scratch when you go to places and they don't know you from Jack,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
that's difficult. That is, there's a lot of sacrifice there, but that's not the topic here. So I don't want to digress too far,
that's okay.
But yeah, it's so important to have just these parts that are, that won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So if any of that changes, if the relationship status changes, mm-hmm. if the military status changes, the location, when you ETS, all of these things, it's just really important. And that vicariousness is a dangerous, dangerous thing. And mm-hmm. so for any listeners, we should not ever, ever live vicariously through our spouse or our children.
Yes.
Okay, so if you didn't win the beauty pageant, don't force your child to do that if she doesn't want to do it.
Oh, wow.
I'm so serious because mm-hmm. there's so much that I wanted to do that I didn't. Maybe because we were prevented because of income or all sorts of things, but mm-hmm. I'm really letting my girls discover and just trying to, Jamie and I are just trying to support them through all mm-hmm. their things. And mm-hmm. there's no vicarious, maybe just a little, but, but it's harmless. No, it's harmless. No, but it's truth. Mm-hmm. No vicarious living. Don't do it. You got to find yourself and mm-hmm. in the healthiest way possible and make sure it's legal.
Yes.
Try not to hurt anybody else, please, please. And if you do, just restore your word. Integrity, authenticity, hugely important. Because people can smell out a fake, and the kids, they can sense inauthentic people from a mile away.
Mm-hmm. They sure can.
Yeah.
All right. So I know I said just two more questions. So here's your last question.
Okay.
And this one's a doozy. So if you could have done anything over again, you could have done something different
mm-hmm.
within your marriage.
Sure.
What would that one thing have been?
Oh, this is a really good one. I'm going to repeat it out loud.
Okay.
If I could have done one thing different in my marriage, what would it have been?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know how there's usually that decision that kind of sets things in motion.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of sets the pace for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And for my kids who might hear this now or years down the line, my children, this has nothing to do with you. I love you. I adore you. Mm-hmm. But what I'm about to say is I would have postponed, I think, getting married. Hands down, would have married Jamie. Absolutely, I would have followed that man to a different solar system. and you know, the idea of doing something differently is like, oh, but then Jocelyn wouldn't be Jocelyn and mm-hmm. Carmella wouldn't be Carmella and Aubrey Faith wouldn't be Aubrey Faith. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. If I could have done it differently and still have the beautiful, beautiful babies that I have, mm-hmm. I would have waited to get married because I know I didn't have to get married. I just knew that I loved this man immensely. And I wanted to just create wonderful memories with him. And, but I would have waited because I did not know enough of myself. I did not have a 2-year plan, a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, no goals in place really. Mm-hmm. Because I just didn't really know who I was. And you know what? That was so unfair of me to bring such an incomplete, broken person into a relationship, because where do you go from there, right? You can't make some, yeah. I don't know if I was being clear.
Yes, that was beautiful.
I definitely would have done like therapy, backpacked around the world and stayed in hostels, discovered myself. Yeah.
Wow.
Because then I could have really had a stronger vision of myself and felt like I could, it's one thing to be with somebody because you want them, and it's another thing to be with somebody because you need them. And mm-hmm. I certainly wanted to be with Jamie, but there were certainly times where I needed him because I didn't know enough of who I was to mm-hmm. navigate the world. And B, there were points, you know, when I had left work and became a stay-at-home mom, and you know, we relied on his income as a soldier there, mm-hmm. that I truly needed. I needed him, and that can also be very unsettling. mm-hmm. So yeah, I that's what I would have done differently. Waited to get married, for sure.
Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being so candid. Thank you for sharing your nuggets of wisdom with us.
Well, I don't know if there was wisdom in there, but there were definitely some nuggets, maybe a few boulders. But.
Well, yes, there were definitely nuggets of wisdom in there. Some boulders too, but definitely all wisdom. So thank you so much for spending time with us, and we're out. Thank you for tuning into the culmination of this much-needed talk with Sarah, The Cultural Divide.
We always want to send a huge shout-out to our sponsors. If you would like to be a sponsor of Military Wife Matters and support the work that we do here while sharing what you do with our listening audience, please email us at militarywifematters@gmail.com. Subject line, MWM Sponsorship. You wrote that great book. Now what? It's time to take that book and become a profitable entrepreneur. If you need help harnessing the power of digital marketing, allow certified digital marketing specialist Vanessa Collins to help you use the power of technology to build your business and increase your revenue. For more information, connect with Vanessa at digitalmasteryforauthors.com. And by Clean Good Eats, specializing in allergy-friendly and detox eating plans. Group and one-on-one coaching available to help you get your health back on track, restoring healthy relationships with food, others, and self. Connect with them at cleangoodeats.com.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Military Wife Matters, where we delve into the real-life issues concerning military wives across the nation. Join us next time as we bring to you those topics that matter most to you.